The Haines Highway is a stretch of road north of Haines to the Canadian border and toward Alaska's interior. The two-lane road follows a prolific salmon river, travels through the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, and crisscrosses native cultural sites. And while the project to expand the highway has been in the works for years, a recent influx of concern about its impact on the Chilkat Valley has slowed its progress. From Member Station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
The $130 million project would widen and straighten the Haines Highway, replace an aging bridge, and bring the road up to a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. The project began in 2005, and it's taken nearly 8 years to secure most of the funding. It's also estimated to take about that long to complete the entire 22 miles of highway expansion once the project begins next year. But in the last few months, people who treasure the designated scenic byway have started voicing concerns about the project. More than 250 comments were received by the state during the official comment period. Jeremy Woodrow with the State Department of Transportation says that response has slowed down the project.
The high number of comments did slow the process down, and we're making sure that we respond to every single comment appropriately.
Woodrow says the state is also going through some design changes in response to the comments. That could be good news for people and organizations who are stressing they support a safer highway, but without jeopardizing eagle and salmon habitat. The National Audubon Society is concerned about eagles. The National Marine Fisheries Service worries about the effects on Chilkat River fish habitat. Some local residents are also concerned about the project's effect on cultural resources. The highway corridor is dotted with sites important to Tlingits in the region. Harriet Brulette with the Chilkoot Indian Association told the Assembly recently that few non-natives understand the significance of the area. But the highway has slowly encroached on the Yendestucky site, where her family is from and where she has a family member buried.
It's a burial ground for my family. You know, we have a medicine man in my family who is buried there, and the road is getting closer and closer to his burial site.
Mayor Stephanie Scott has her own concerns about the project. As mayor, she is also the chair of the Bald Eagle Preserve's Advisory Council. And her biggest concern is the road project's effect on salmon. She says the salmon are the key to a healthy eagle population and to the local economy. But she also believes the state is doing what it can to avoid having to do an environmental impact statement, a process that could delay the project for years. To avoid that, Scott believes the state is taking steps to mitigate environmental effects.
If they are looking for a finding of no significant impact, then they have to achieve no significant impacts in their project design.
But Scott says there should be a way to meet the needs of both humans who need a safe transportation corridor and the wildlife that call it home.
I sometimes feel like we lose sight of the human habitat and what we need for to prosper and flourish and not kill ourselves. I mean, we don't want to kill eagles and we don't want to kill humans. And if we can design in order to increase the probability of safety for animals and humans because we share the space, then we really should do that.
Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.